गीता 13.25, ध्यानेन आत्मनि पश्यन्ति केचिदात्मानमात्मना अन्ये सांख्येन योगेन कर्मयोगेन चापरे। हियर कृष्णा इज गिविंग वेरियस प्रोसेसेस बाय विच वन कैन बिकम लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस। इन द प्रीवियस वर्स ही सेड दैट बाय अंडरस्टैंडिंग द नॉलेज ऑफ पुरुष एंड प्रकृति ऑफ सॉरी ऑफ या प्रकृतिम पुरुषम चैव ययम वेत्ति पुरुषम प्रकृतिम च गुणैः सह सर्वथा वर्तमानोऽपि न स भूयो विजायते। बाय अंडरस्टैंडिंग दिस नॉलेज वन कैन गेन लिबरेशन फ्रॉम मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस। दैट्स व्हाट कृष्णा हैज स्टेटेड। नाउ हाउ डज दैट अंडरस्टैंडिंग ट्रांसफॉर्म इनटू लिबरेशन? देयर आर प्रोसेसेस फॉर दैट एंड इन 25th एंड 26th वर्सेस कृष्णा विल टॉक अबाउट दोस प्रोसेसेस। So here he states that Dhyanen Atmani Pashyanti Kechit Atmanam Atmana. Dhyanen, that one is by the process of Dhyan. Pashyanti, Atmani Pashyanti, one sees the inner reality. Atma can refer to the soul, Atma can also refer to the Supreme Being. So one sees the inner world, the inner reality through Dhyana. Kechid Atmanam Atmana, that some people Atmanam Atmana with the they see the inner reality, the Atma, the Paramatma within themselves through the mind, the word. So here there are three Atmas, and one Atma refers to the inner reality, the first Atmanam. Dhyanen Atmani Pashyanti, they turn their eyes inwards and they perceive inwards. Pashyan, dhyanen atmani pashyanti kechit atmanam, and when they turn inwards, what do they see? The atma. And how do they see it? Atmani, with the mind. The mind is the channel through which our consciousness is directed. So when the mind is turned inwards, then we see the inner reality. So there are three atmas, and the three atmas can refer to three different things. And this inner perception of inner reality happens through the process of Dhyan Yoga. The sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is called Dhyan Yoga. And therein, the Gita's thrust has been on highlighting the nature of spiritual reality. Its thrust has been on going through meditation towards understanding spiritual reality. And that process Krishna is referring to over here. That is one way to perceive the inner reality. Anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare. So kechid refers to some people. Anye refers to other people. Anye sankhena yogena. So others, through the process of Sankhya analysis, through metaphysical analysis of the so this kind of dhyana by which one pursues the inner reality, some people perceive the purpose do it through the Sankhya yoga. Now some people practice the process of yoga. So one way to understand it is that dhyanena, sankhena, yogena, this can refer to distinct processes, or yoga and dhyana can refer to the same process, just use address through different names. Meditation, there are many ways to do meditation. There dhyan yoga is one particular way of yoga through which meditation can be done. So either way, through meditation, through analysis of matter and spirit, through yoga, yogena, karma yogena chapare, and others do it through karma yoga. So when this way, the process is being followed, and this way, the knowledge is being realized, then one will gain liberation. So it's interesting that Krishna is putting Sankhya here as one of the processes. That means that he is talking in terms of general principles over here, overarching principles. Although Purusha and Prakriti, that analysis is largely a part of Sankhya, and Krishna has just talked about Purusha and Prakriti, and he has said that by understanding Purusha and Prakriti, we can attain liberation. Nasa bhuyo abhijayate, he said in 13.24. Now his focus is that there are different ways in which one can attain liberation, and he talks about these different ways over here. And through, so Sankhya is also one way by which one can attain liberation. And Krishna has also talked about Karma Yoga and how by diligently practicing Karma Yoga, especially in the first half of the first one third of the Gita, the first six chapters, Krishna has talked about how Karma Yoga can also lead to liberation. So the Bhagavad Gita, in a sense, is inclusive. It is not exclusive. It does talk about bhakti. It recommends the process of bhakti. But within its worldview, it acknowledges the validity and even the potency of other processes. And by such acknowledgement of the validity and potency of other processes, it enables us to recognize the reality that we are all meant to move towards transcendence at our place, from our pace. That means that wherever we are, the broad Vedic body of knowledge offers us a process by which we can elevate ourselves from that level to one step higher, to move upwards in our journey towards Krishna. Anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare. There are some who practice Sankhya Yoga, others who Sankhya Yoga, others who practice Karma Yoga. So liberation is the perception of higher reality, the realization of what it is that lies at the core of our being, the realization, the perception of that, which comes by the activation of our spiritual faculty. Just like when a person is blind, they cannot see, but if somehow some curative surgery is done by which their vision is restored, then they can see. So, or say, if the person has the capacity to see, but blindfolds have been put on their eyes, then they can't see. Once the blindfolds are removed, then they will be able to see. So like that, we could say that both these examples, that one is talking in terms of a curative surgery, means there is some sort of inner transformation that has to be done. There's something wrong inside the eyes, maybe in the optic nerve or the eye cavity or the eye itself or wherever, because of which one is not able to see. And one, by doing that inner transformation, one learns to see. The other is that, okay, there is some external covering which is preventing one from seeing, and remove the external covering and then one will be able to see. Now both these can be applied in the case of us souls. Actually, at one level we can say that there is something wrong inside us. You know, our own desires are misdirected, and because of the misdirection of our desires, our consciousness is also misdirected, and that's why we are not able to perceive spiritual reality. Just like if a person is very addicted to alcohol, when they enter into a room where they're hoping to get alcohol, their eyes go in search only of alcohol and they don't see anything else in that eyes. And that entire sort of blinding because of infatuation can become much more multiplied when the infatuation is of an addictive nature. And that's what happens over here. So at one level, we need to inner transformation. We need purification of our mind so that the misdirecting desires are cleansed away from it. And then our vision will focus on spiritual reality and we will be able to see. So this is like the inner healing, the curative surgery, which brings about a change inside us. Another way of looking at it is that avritam jnanametena, from the soul's perspective, the mind is also external to the soul. And thus, the blinding to spiritual reality that is happening for the soul, that is that can be compared to something which is happening because of blindfolds on the soul. So the mind and the conditionings of the mind act as a blindfold, and as we become purified, the conditionings get removed. So it's like removing the blindfold, and then we are able to see. So the process of spiritual growth and the progress towards liberation center on removing the blinders that prevent the soul's vision. And Krishna says that there are different processes by which this can be done. And he will mention one more process in the next verse, which we will discuss in our next talk. Thank you.